Go ask Daddy. Don't do that to your shirts. Go ask Daddy.
My video wasn't recording. I'll give you that. Now, how was the actual like living conditions? Like, how were the houses there? Because I've researched a few things on them, and I've seen that they don't have proper plumbing or water. What's the deal with that?
The difference, there's reservation life really on the in the boonies, where there's like no water, no running water, no lights. But there's smaller towns that have running water, but if in those places they have people that don't. But that means they have outhouses, which is where they go outside to use the bathroom. They have to haul water in, and they'll have to boil it and keep it outside in big water tank things.
Okay.
And their water is very cold for showers unless they take baths, warm the water. There's sanitation issues because you have to have water to wash your dishes and your food off. And they ate a lot of different things that we don't eat here.
Like, what did they eat? Like, raw food or...
Not raw food. They like to eat mutton, which is from sheep, but they ate a lot of the part of the sheep. They would eat everything. They would use everything. I remember Grandma making some blood sausage out of the blood that they drained from the sheep. They used the rugs for... They used the skin from the sheep for rugs on the floor. There's hogans that the older tradition people live in. That's the 8-sided houses that are usually made out of like mud and dirt floors, so they don't have cement, so they had the sheepskins on the floor.
Well, what's some major differences to living in Washington instead of the reservation, like?
Well, living on the reservation, off the reservation, one of the big difference is the population. Living on the reservation, your population is going to be the Native people. In my case, it was Navajo. There were very few white people. They're technically, in Navajo language, they're called Bilagana. It starts with a B. And not other ethnic groups, such as like no African American people, no Asian people, very few European, just it was all
French.
Any culture, really. It was just more Navajos.
Were there no tourists that came?
It was a tourist spot, but they would stay. They didn't go to school with you, obviously. They came and visited and went to Monument Valley.
Was there any, like, exceptions, like a white man coming to live with you guys?
Well, Grandma lived there. Grandma's white, and she lived and she worked at the clinic they had that we lived next, not next to, but close to.
This may be a bit of a loaded question, but were there any other white family?
There was, because where I grew up, the little neighborhood I lived in, that's where a lot of the doctors and nurses who contracted through the government to come work at the clinics, because they would do rotations through there. And Grandma knows more about that. But they would have occasionally people in the service. I remember there was one that's a dentist who was in the Navy who did his rotation there for some reason. And then a couple other people, Grandma would know the bed names better than I do.
What was some like traditional food you ate at the reservation that you could get easily?
The mutton and fry bread.
Obviously. We're actually having a fry bread thing today, tomorrow. We were having a fry bread thing today.
Well, I don't know if they call it fry bread here. They call it Indian bread here. Just because I think they want to work on the being PC. But I grew up it called fry bread. And then the old grandma's made it really big. And it was just really good and fluffy.
Okay, we might be getting into more like racial things, since my thing is on ethnics. Was there any like stigmatism between you and like the other natives that lived on the reservation?
Yes. I was lucky enough to be half white and half Navajo, so I got singled out a lot and was picked on because of that. Having freckles didn't help, but I went to school with everybody since, like, kindergarten, and I graduated with everybody I knew, but there was still just, I don't know, it was, I was the same, but I wasn't the same as everybody else, just because my mom was white and their parents were both Navajo. There was this barrier that you couldn't push past. I don't know how to explain it better.
Okay, another racial question. Was it, when you moved to Washington, did anyone go like, so you're like white or something? Like, did they like just try to assume what you were?
When I moved here, they assumed I was Native, but they assumed I was Puyallup. And I know other ethnic groups have issues being called other groups. For example, I know, like, Puerto Ricans do not like being called Mexicans because they're not Mexicans. They're not from Mexico. They're Puerto Ricans because they're from Puerto Rico. But they're Hispanic and Latino. So I don't think Natives have that much issues with being cross-tribed. That's what I can think of. But it still puts you lumped in the same thing as you're an Indian. You're native, you're white, you're black.
Was that ever like something that made you mad whenever someone tried lumping you up together?
No, when I got mad growing up, I had, like, your aunts, they were full Navajo. And they would say comments about white people, and they'd always tell me no offense. But it would offend me that they would say that, because it didn't offend me that they said anything. It offended me that they had to point it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does kind of make sense, though, because they're trying to, they know that you're still related to them, and you're at least half Native.
No, these were your aunts.
I know what I'm talking about.
I wasn't related to them.
Oh.
They were friends of mine, but Grandma's white. Okay, hold on, Matt.
Shush.
But it was, I never had anyone else but them growing up tell me that. But they didn't grow up with me until I was in the sixth grade, which was probably like 1994. I'm trying to do the math. But other than that, growing up, I don't remember having anything racial hit me until I was like maybe when I was in fifth grade. The attendance lady called me a half breed. No, she called me, was it a half breed or a mutt? I can't remember. But this was a lady who worked in front of the office. She called me that, and she's like, "You half breeds are always so pretty." That's what she said to me, and I can still remember who it was too. And sorry.
Did that make you mad?
I didn't know what it meant at the time because I was like in the fifth or sixth grade, so I didn't really, it didn't click on me. It was until there was this other kid in my class, I think it was sixth grade, his name was Dwayne, and he was half black and half Navajo, which having black Native American, he was half black and half Navajo, so having another interracial person was nice, but he was a lot darker than I was, being half white and half Navajo, so he fit in dark with the other kids better. But he always called me a mutt, and I never got it because he was half Navajo and half black as well. I mean, half Nav. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense that he can call me a mutt, but I couldn't call him a mutt.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
It doesn't. But the sad thing is, I always had a crush on that kid. But I found out he liked me too, so.
You had a crush on the Dwayne?
Yes, I think it's because, I don't know.
But okay, this has gotten way off track.
I know.
Thank you again, Mom. We're coming up close on our time.
Aw, this isn't the one I want. Keep going. I'll let start.
Thank you again for agreeing to do this.
You're welcome. I had fun. No more rehashing the past. Elizabeth!
We lost a few minutes.
It's okay. I know.